The Islamic World. Section 1. The Roots of Islam.
If you were there. You live in a town in Arabia, in a large merchant family. Your family has grown rich from selling goods brought by traders crossing the desert. Your house is larger than most others in town, and you have servants to wait on you. Although many townspeople are poor, you have always taken such differences for granted. Now you hear that some people are saying the rich should give money to the poor. How might your family react to this idea?
Building background. For thousands of years, traders have crossed the deserts of Arabia to bring goods to market. Scorching temperatures and lack of water have made the journey difficult. But Arabia not only developed into a thriving trade center, it also became the birthplace of a new religion that challenged old ideas. Life in a desert land. The Arabian Peninsula, or Arabia, is located in the southwest corner of Asia. It lies near the intersection of Africa, Europe, and Asia. For thousands of years, Arabia's location, physical features, and climate have shaped life in the region. Physical features and climate. Arabia lies in a region with hot and dry air. With a blazing sun and clear skies, summer temperatures in the interior reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit daily. This climate has created a band of deserts across Arabia and northern Africa. Sand dunes, or hills of sand shaped by the wind, can rise to 800 feet high and stretch for hundreds of miles. Arabia's deserts have a very limited amount of water. What water there is exists mainly in scattered oases. An oasis is a wet, fertile area in a desert. Oases have long been key stops along Arabia's overland trade routes. Two ways of life. To live in Arabia's difficult desert environment, people developed two main ways of life. Nomads lived in tents and raised herds of sheep, goats, and camels. The animals provided milk, meat, wool, and leather. The camels also carried heavy loads. Nomads traveled with their herds across the desert in search of food and water for their animals. Among the nomads, water and grazing land belonged to tribes. Membership in a tribe, a group of related people, offered protection from desert dangers. While nomads moved around the desert, other Arabs lived a sedentary or settled life. These people made their homes in oases where they could farm. These settlements, particularly the ones along trade routes, became towns. Merchants and craftspeople lived there and worked with people in the caravan trade. A caravan is a group of traders that travel together. Towns became centers of trade. Many had a market or bazaar. There, nomads traded animal products and desert herbs for goods such as cooking supplies and clothing. Merchants sold spices, gold, leather, and other goods brought by the caravans. A new religion. In early times, Arabs worshipped many gods. That changed, however, when a man named Muhammad brought a new religion to Arabia. Historians know little about Muhammad. What they do know comes from religious writings. Muhammad becomes a prophet. Muhammad was born into an important family in the city of Mecca around 570. As a child, he traveled with his uncle's caravans. Once he was grown, he managed a caravan business owned by a wealthy woman named Khadija. At age 25, Muhammad married Khadija. The caravan trade made Mecca a rich city, but most of the wealth belonged to just a few people. Traditionally, wealthy people in Mecca had helped the poor. But as Muhammad was growing up, many rich merchants began to ignore the needy. Concerned about these changes, Muhammad often went to the hills to pray and meditate. One day, when he was about 40 years old, he went to meditate in a cave. According to religious writings, an angel spoke to Muhammad, telling him to recite, recite. Muhammad asked what he should recite. The angel answered, recite in the name of your Lord who created man from clots of blood. Recite, your Lord is the most bountiful one. who by the pen taught man what he did not know. From the Quran, translated by N.J. Dawood. Muslims believe that God had spoken to Muhammad through the angel and had made him a prophet, a person who tells of messages from God. The messages Muhammad received form the basis of the religion called Islam. In Arabic, Islam means to submit to God. A follower of Islam is called a Muslim. Muslims believe that Muhammad continued receiving messages from God for the rest of his life. These messages were collected in the Quran, the Holy Book of Islam. Muhammad's teachings. In 613, Muhammad began to talk about his messages. He taught that there was only one God, Allah, which means the God in Arabic. Islam is monotheistic, a religion based on the belief in one God, like Judaism and Christianity. Although people of all three religions believe in one God, their beliefs about God are not the same. Muhammad's teachings were new to Arabs, most of whom practiced polytheism. They had many shrines, or special places where they worshipped their gods. A very important shrine, the Kaaba, was in Mecca. People traveled there every year on a pilgrimage, a journey to a sacred place. Muhammad's teachings upset many Arabs. First, they didn't like being told to stop worshipping their gods. Second, Muhammad's new religion seemed like a threat to people who made money from the yearly pilgrimages to the Kaaba. Mecca's wealthy merchants didn't like another of Muhammad's teachings, that everyone who believed in Allah would become part of a community in which rich and poor would be equal. Rich merchants also disliked Muhammad's idea that people should give money to help the poor. The merchants wanted to keep all of their money and remain more powerful than the poor. Islam spreads in Arabia. At first, Muhammad had few followers. Slowly, more people began to listen to his ideas. As Islam began to influence people, Mecca's rulers became worried. They threatened Muhammad and even planned to kill him. A group of people living north of Mecca invited Muhammad to move to their city. So in 622, Muhammad and many followers went to Medina. Medina means the Prophet's city in Arabic. Muhammad's departure from Mecca is known as the Hijra, or journey. Muhammad became a spiritual and political leader in Medina. His house became the first mosque, or building for Muslim prayer. As the Muslim community in Medina grew stronger, other Arab tribes began to accept Islam. But conflict with the Meccans increased. In 630, after several years of fighting, the people of Mecca gave in. They accepted Islam as their religion. Soon, most of the Arabian tribes accepted Muhammad as their spiritual and political leader and became Muslims. Muhammad died in 632, but the religion he taught would soon spread far beyond Arabia. Summary and preview. The geography of Arabia encouraged trade and influenced the development of nomadic and sedentary lifestyles. In the early 600s, Muhammad introduced a new religion to Arabia. Many people in Arabia became Muslims. In the next section, you will learn more about the main Islamic teachings and beliefs. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.